Unit 8, Jackman in the Jungle. Gregory Jackman lived 14 years as a street vendor. Vendor. Before his whole life changed, one of his regular customers was working in the fragrance industry, and he was seeking a group of men to gather a flower called Rafflesia in rainforest. He told Jackman that Rafflesia expeditions would be a great boon. Boon. To strike it rich. Fed up with the trammels of custom and attracted by the profit, Jackman assented to go with him. He, along with other five men and a guide, went into a deep tropical forest. Once they reached the middle, the guide demanded them to take off their clothes and climb up the trees. When they dissented from doing so, the guide became enraged and threatened to leave, but Jackman and the others wouldn't budge, so the guide angrily marched off, deserting them in the clutches of the forest. They were surrounded by exotic plants and animals without tools, but undaunted, they pressed on into the jungle. After a few weeks, with a gift of a fresh eye and an untrammeled curiosity, Jackman found a way out. Unfortunately, all the other men in the party died of yellow fever before Jackman safely emerged from the jungle. When Jackman returned, he couldn't stand a loathsome stench from his clothes and body. The first thing he did was to soak his dirty clothes in the water. His family sang a hymn of praise to God because Jackman returned safe and unharmed. Impressed with his dauntless courage, his family gave him a tumultuous welcome. With the help of fervent interest from family members and customers alike, he spent the rest of his life vaunting about his experiences in the jungle. Since he was the only survivor, no one could vouch for the authenticity of his story. Yet Jackman loathed to return to the forest, for his journey had been full of death and pain, so others never really knew what part of Jackman's story was truth and what was myth.